leadership strategies, creating emotionally intelligent teams. So the strategy is very important, but again, we must go through this ourselves. Do you trust yourself? So I'm going to just throw this out. It says trust among members. Can we get to that? We must first, as an individual, be able to trust ourselves. So you must trust yourself. How many of you have ever been in the situation you purchased, let's just say, a cake, and you say, oh, man, I'm excited about this cake. I'm just going to have one slice. Then before you have completed that slice, you're on a second slice, but you just told yourself, I'm just going to have one slice. But now you're on the third slice. The third slice, emotionally, you kind of didn't tell the truth to yourself. So how many of you had either slice or pie, something more than what you honestly said in the very beginning, to have, I'm just going to have one slice and I'm done, I'm excited about it. But you went against yourself and had two or three, or maybe you ate the entire cake. How many of you? Okay, sweet potato pie, I'm with you. My favorite. Cookies, Sonia, I see cookies. Triple scoop. Now, one scoop wouldn't do it. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So when we talk about trust among members, can I trust myself? And each member must trust himself or herself. The three things that you want to really protect is that trust. And how do we get to that trust? Trust, I always put in credibility. Show me that you can be trusting and use that trust to solidify our relationship. Trustworthiness is how you keep those promises to yourself. And when we come in, and that's our credibility, our reputation is going to be, oh, I want to work with Sonia. Oh, I want your Daryl. I want to work with this person because they have demonstrated their trust. And if each person in the team demonstrates their trust, then we can get through anything. But individually, we must first be trustworthy. Now, if we have a trustworthy group, trustworthy members, now we can have trustworthy identity. So that's the brand. Is your group's identity one of trust? Take a moment, marinate on that. So the identity of the group, the identity of a company. When companies have had to roll back a product, I remember Tylenol and I remember some cars, when they roll back, that identity is now tainted. And once trust is lost, and that's an emotion, it takes a lot longer to rebuild that brand again. You never have a second chance to create a first impression. The first impression was there. You lost it by doing something that went against the group's identity. Now you must work even harder to regain that group's identity. Now, why is that important? Because that now group is about the group's efficacy. And what does that mean? As a group, we can trust our individuals and have a group that works to get things done, to reach their goals and to reach their objectives. That's why it is so important. And leadership strategies must start at the bottom. Every single person that you bring into your fold, you must be willing to sit down and ask, can I trust you? The person should say yes. Now, after that, you must demonstrate trust. Trust is not a word. Yes, it is. Thank you, Diane. It is the foundation. And that's why it's on that pyramid. If you're leading a lot of people individually, you must gain their trust by how you demonstrate yourself, and they must gain your trust. So it is the foundation. You can't get to group efficacy until we go through the process of each individual doing his best and doing her best each and every day.